Hi, baby. I hope your trip is going well. You've only just gone away again, but I already miss you. You've been gone so much, it isn't getting any easier, and with this time difference, it's so hard to talk with you. So I wanted to record you something that you can take away with you. A little piece of me on your trip. You can listen to it whenever you're missing me, and I can remind you of all the things I love about you. Right now, I'm just lying in our bed thinking about you. How much time we've spent in this bed together. Do you remember that really hot Sunday last summer? We're in the middle of a heat wave and the air conditioning broke. We had every fan in the house pointed at us as we lay on the bed with all the sheets thrown on the floor. Completely naked and just trying to stay cool. You said you were finding it difficult to cool down with me lying next to you. As we were lying next to each other on our backs, you reached over and started stroking your fingers against mine. I don't even know how long we lay there, our fingers just intertwining. You eventually moved your hand up along the inside of my forearm, just circling the inside of my elbow before moving up towards my shoulder so slowly. Tracing your fingers back and forth across my collarbone. I remember that despite the heat, I shivered as you touched me. You rolled to face me, still barely touching, but you were so close I could feel your breath on my cheek and on my neck. My hair was piled on top of my head to stay cool, but you unclipped it and I lifted my head so it fell back down over my shoulders. You always prefer my hair down. Your fingers moved down along the center of my chest, tracing circles lightly in between my breasts. Your head on your elbow, leaning over me slightly and smiling that sexy half smile of yours. Your eyes following your hand as it moved down across the underside of my breast and up and around, just barely brushing across my nipple. You drifted your fingers further, tracing back and forth across my stomach, lower along each of my hip bones and down my thigh before circling back up, moving so slowly until you were barely touching me, just hovering. You know exactly how to drive me wild. Felt like an eternity until you moved your fingers and stroked me. I don't know how, but your fingers felt so cool against me. You just circled around and around my clit, over and over until you found that spot that makes me shudder and arch my back. Bite my lip. You always look so pleased with yourself when you do that. I remember reaching across to you, pulling you to me, moving so you hovered over me, reaching in between us. You were already so hard. You said my hand felt like fire around you, but you begged me not to stop stroking you. You moved so slowly inside me at first, but it wasn't long until you were moving faster and faster, and we were torn between wanting to take our time and just wanting to come. I remember how you tasted as I kissed up your neck, your skin glistening with sweat. You could barely hold it together when you came, and you tried to stay elevated above me, but as always, you just ended up collapsing on my chest. I love that. I can run my fingers through your hair at the nape of your neck. You just lay on top of me as our breath started to slow. You finally rolled off me. By that point, we were so hot and so sweaty that the fans were doing nothing. You looked over at me, smiling as you said, "Worth it," and stroked your finger against mine. We spent the rest of the afternoon slowly touching and teasing each other. And I don't think we felt cool at any point. I can't wait until you're home again and we can spend the entire day lying in bed doing that over and over again. But in the meantime, listen to this recording. Call me. Maybe I can remind you of some of the other things I miss about you. I love you.